Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today I want to share with you a short but powerful saying from Imam Hassan alayhi salam, a sentence that feels simple on the surface. It opens a deep window into generosity, humility, and the psychology of giving. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, "Man addada ni'amah mahaqa karamah." Whoever counts his favors destroys his generosity. Think about this for a moment. Imagine someone who helps others, but every time they give, they remind you, "I did this for you, don't forget what I've done, you owe me," and so on. Even if the act was generous, the spirit behind it becomes poisoned. The beauty of generosity fades the moment becomes a scoreboard. Imam Hassan alayhi salam is teaching us that true giving dies when the giver starts counting, because generosity isn't about the action alone, it's about the heart behind it. So let's explore why counting our favors ruins them. It shifts the intention. When I count my generosity, it means I'm looking for something in return. Praise, respect, gratitude, recognition. And when I expect something back, I'm no longer a giver, I'm a trader. And also, it humiliates the one who receives. When someone keeps reminding you of their kindness, the gift stops being a gift. It becomes a weight, a burden, a reminder of imbalance. But Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, teaches us the spirit of ihsan, to give in a way that uplifts. You know, ihsan means to do goodness, but to do goodness to others, to be good to others, it means being good to others, not just following that with something other than goodness. So it's to give in a way that uplifts, not in a way that reminds people of their need. And it builds arrogance inside the giver. Instead of seeing blessings as trusts from God, the person sees them as personal achievements. They say, "Look at what I did," instead of saying, "Thank God I could do it." So, on the other hand, true generosity has three qualities. It is silent, it is continuous, and it seeks only God's pleasure. So there is a beautiful hadith that says the best charity is that given secretly. Because when no one sees it, not even our own ego can boast. So today, let's take this gem from Imam Hassan alayhi salam as a reminder. Give, but don't keep score. Help, but don't advertise. Serve, but don't remind. Generosity is not measured by how much we give, but by how much sincerity we put into the giving. May our hearts learn to give the way the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam taught, quietly, purely, and beautifully. Until next time, stay kind, stay sincere, and stay connected. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل